During post-Civil War, Melinda, a feisty, honest, confused, and inquiring young girl, cannot understand why life has so many trials. She reaches out to her grandmother, Mom, to direct her on the straight and narrow path, which she has a difficult time staying on as she weaves her way through life. Mom believes that God's word is for every direction and problem in life and is ready to share its truth with Melinda. The book has its serious side because of its subject matter, but Melinda has her humorous moments and keeps the narrative at a pace that hopefully piques the interest of every family member. A perfect inspirational family book that shows through Melinda and her interesting family that we are all in this life together and God has shed a light onto our path through His Word. Just ask Mama. One of Mama's favorite scriptures is Psalm 119, verse 107. And that is, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Now I will proceed to chapter 1, and as you hear the story, you will know why Mom depends on her Bible as her guide and counsel. My Mom had been gone for quite a while, but to me, she lives in my heart, and she always will. She has been my guiding light for many years. She lived with us all my life, and when God called her home, the emptiness was almost unbearable. For a long time after she died, I could not even look at her rocker. It looked so forlorn and empty. I sat in it several times, hoping to feel her presence, if even for a few moments, but tears filled my eyes, and I finally gave up, and I stayed out of her room for quite a while. I was able to realize then that all I really had to do was to remember her, was to think about her, and the memories would fill the awful void in my heart and spirit. The reason that the rocker is so important to me is not only because she sat in it many times with me and my siblings on her lap, but because she would tell us stories about her chair when she was young and newly married. She would pull the chair very close to the fire on cold and blustery nights. Now, my Da would build a roaring fire in the fireplace, the one he built especially for her, and once she got so close that the chair almost got caught on fire from an ember that regurgitated from the bristling fire. Her skirt almost also caught on fire, and she always declared that the near tragedy was only averted by the quick actions of Da. I always saw it as a powerful lesson about safety precautions. Now, I believe that we are to learn from every event in our lives and the lives of others. Mom told me that when you get caught up in events, sometimes you don't always use your head about practical things like staying alive. So you can bet that I'm always careful around fireplaces or anything that can cause a fire. I go into her room, and I change the wildflowers on her little round table that sits right by her chair. Now, even with her gone, that simple act keeps her close. I know because she loved them, and we always have so many around our dwelling. She told me that they were there for beauty's sake, and you know what? I believe her. She always kept a candle on the table, and she would always say, keep the matches handy. I learned early to pay close attention to my Mom because she seemed to know so much. She reminded me all the time that her best teacher has always been the mistakes she made, and I figured, why should I have to learn the hard way like she did? In respect for her, I decided one person should make the major mistakes, and then the other person should learn the lesson well. I have always been the happy one that I was the latter. But I must be honest with you, as you read along, you will see that even with a good teacher, I went through my own school of mistakes and hard decisions. No one in life is exempt from trials and misfortune. My mom said nothing soothes the soul like a rocker and quiet time meditating on God's word, silently singing a few old hymns to God with melody in your heart. It's purely and simply a season of peace amidst the hustle and bustle of life. I have a rocker of my own now, one that used to belong to my mom before Doc got her a new one. And I'll keep it as long as I can use it, and if it stays intact, I will pass it on to my daughter. Some things are hard to teach and meaningful beyond words or understanding, but there is a feeling that consoles the heart, unexplainable but vibrant and certain. Now, there are four children in our family, and each one has had their turn sitting on my mom's lap and being gently consoled by her through each one of our heartaches and our pains. Of course, this was before our advancing size threatened to throw us backwards on the floor with our feet straight up in the air. Fortunately, it only happened twice when my mom was younger, but as she got older, we feared for her bones. We were careful not to sit on her lap after we reached a certain age and size. That was in case, unless my mom herself asked us to do so. We learned at a young age to sit at her feet and allow her to reach out her hands and place them on our heads and cheeks as she caressed us and lovingly gave us her personal blessings as she prayed for us. As she grew older, age became her. She was very beautiful. Her hair became so white and soft. She always wore her hair in a bun, neat and tidy, so she was prepared for any emergency. She was not very prideful about her appearance. She always put more energy into her person instead of how she appeared to others. But there came the day she allowed me to trim her long hair, and when it was cut, it fell into white swirls of soft corn silk curls, as if it was happy to be set free from its weight and burden. My mom's eyes became dim in time, and her already small body seemed to fold into itself. She looked so frail, yet she continued to rock with her handmade afghan spread across her knees. One day, she tilted her head back, as she often did when she napped, and as she drifted off to sleep, she met her Savior face to face, and she now lives in the house that He prepared especially for her. I like to think of her full of glory and grace, living in the home that God built for her. I also like to think that she has a fireplace, and she has a rocker, a small round table, wildflowers setting upon it, and, oh yes, a candle. I have to admit, I also wonder how many children will sit on her knees and are now being rocked by her. Bunches, I bet.